And now for my last audio. Here's a fun tale of an experience I'll never forget. It all started when my boyfriend and I were living in a really small town in South Korea. There weren't very many places foreigners could go to drink and dance. The only really good bar in our town to go to was sort of a working girl bar. So it was late at night, and I was having a pretty good time. I'd had a couple of drinks, and I wanted to dance. I kept asking my boyfriend to dance, but he kept brushing me off with excuses like later and after another drink. Frustrated, I decided to just get up and dance with some of the working girls. It was a lot of fun. They liked how open I was, and they showed me some really amazing dance moves. We were laughing and dancing and just having a great time. We're having such a good time, in fact, that it seemed to be contagious, and eventually, we somehow had the whole bar up and dancing. Well, with the exception of my boyfriend. Anyway, the mama-san, who was a retired working girl herself, and who now manages the bar and the girls, she started buying me drinks, claiming that I was good for business. My boyfriend didn't want to dance, but even more than that, he didn't want me to dance either. He was super annoyed that I was getting so much attention, so many free drinks, and just plain having so much fun, even without him. He started drinking very heavily and basically got completely shit-faced. After a couple hours of this, it was getting late and most people were getting tired and clearing out. Eventually, I was dancing with only one other girl, this beautiful blonde girl from Russia. Her English was surprisingly good. She was ever so nice to me, and she was drop-dead gorgeous. She felt super bad for me because my boyfriend was being such a dick to me and just plain mean to everyone else. She was super attentive too. Me and my boyfriend got into this huge fight when he demanded that I leave with him right away. But she stepped in and invited me to go home with her. She told me she had experience with drunk men and how to handle them because of her background and her current job. She convinced me that I had to stand up to my boyfriend and tell him that he couldn't treat me like that, that I didn't need him to have fun, and that if he was determined to drag down my life, then I was better off without him. So the two of us went back to her place. I wasn't really sure what would happen, but I was attracted to her. And she assured me that I could just crash with her if that's all I wanted. So we went back to her room, and she poured us both some vodka. We shared a drink and ended up dancing to a slow song that was playing on the radio. In the middle of the dance, we started kissing. I hadn't kissed a girl before. It felt a little weird, but also really nice. Well, finally all the booze caught up with me, and I could barely stand. So we ended up just laughing and collapsing on her bed. In the middle of giggling, she slowly leaned over to me and abruptly kissed me on the lips. The kissing felt so hot, and her hands started to wander over me. She slid a hand up my side, and when she got to my chest, she paused, as if waiting for my approval. When I didn't stop her, she started to caress my breast through my thin, silky tank top. I didn't want to stop her. In fact, I wanted nothing more than to run my hands through her long, golden hair. And that's what I did. As I played with her hair, my fingers ended up at a place on the base of her neck, just below her ear. She seemed to really find that spot a huge turn on as she started to whimper when I began to trail kisses from there down across to her collarbone. I was more than a little nervous. Before tonight, I'd never even kissed a girl, and I certainly hadn't gone any further than that. I wasn't really sure what to do to her, but I definitely knew that I wanted to be with her. So I decided to just let her take the lead. She started kissing down my neck. And when she reached my ear, she held her mouth there for just a moment. And in a soft and teasing voice, she whispered, "Do you want me to touch you, Sky?" I swallowed nervously, and as our lips met in a kiss, I breathed, "Yes." I told her that I wanted to be with her. I asked her if she'd show me what to do and told her it was my first time to ever be with a girl. She told me she'd be happy to show me what to do, and that she was actually really excited to teach me things, as most of the other girls she'd been with had all been experienced, and she said that having somebody innocent would be nice. She ran her hand from my inner thigh up to the hem of my black miniskirt and stopped there for a moment. Her hand hovered in the air just between my legs, but she didn't begin touching me yet. Oh, I moaned in desperate anticipation. She took one of my hands and put it on her chest. My fingers felt the shiny silver sequins of her mini dress, and under that her hard, firm nipples. She responded so beautifully from just the slightest touch. It was so hot to see. Just like her hair, her breasts felt so soft and amazing in my hands. As I continued to explore her beautiful body, she grabbed the bottom of my tank top and started to slide it up. She ran her fingers over my stomach, making me shiver in anticipation. And as she was doing so, she told me that I could unzip her dress if I wanted. And I tried, but it clung so tightly to her curves that I just couldn't make any headway with it. Seeing my struggle, she unzipped the back and pulled it off over her head. Oh, as I looked at this beautiful, exotic, blonde knockout of a girl in front of me, wearing nothing but white lace lingerie, I was overwhelmed with desire and longing. She looked like she had walked right off of a Victoria's Secret runway. After giving me a moment to really look at her, her lips met mine once again as she began to undress me. She pulled my tank top off over my head and pulled my leather miniskirt down over my curvy hips. By then, I had become so heated that I wanted nothing between us, not even a thin layer of fabric. In a weird way, I was actually really grateful to my jerk of a boyfriend. If he hadn't been such a complete ass, I never would have danced with these girls, and I definitely wouldn't be here with this beautiful blonde babe who was about to give me my first girl-on-girl experience. I decided to stop overthinking things and just go with the flow. Oh, I realized how lucky I was that such a sexy and kind woman was going to be the one to teach me all about having sex with another girl. It felt so good to just surrender to her and let her decide things. I wanted to be a good student for her and to please her as much as she was pleasuring me. She knew how desperately I wanted this, even without asking. She deftly removed my bra and hers and quickly returned to kissing me. It was like an elegant tango, and she never once lost her rhythm. When I paused because I was unsure what to do next, she told me that the best way to learn would be to follow everything she did to me and then just do the same, as long as it felt right. She took my breasts in her hands and started gently caressing and squeezing them. Oh, I moaned softly, not used to feeling such love towards my breasts. As she reached my nipples, hard with desire, she started to tease them with her fingers, running her thumbs over them in little circular motions. I was amazed at how nice something so simple could feel. Hesitantly, I reached out and put my hand on one of her breasts. I wanted her to feel as good as she was making me feel. Feeling my touch, she sighed contentedly before leaning down and taking my right nipple into her mouth. Oh, fuck. I couldn't help but moan at this feeling. Her wet mouth was making my nipple feel so good. She started lightly sucking at me, running her tongue over my nipple while her other hand still teased my other nipple. My breasts had never felt so good before, not with my boyfriend or with any other guy. It was like every part of my chest was overwhelmed with sensations, driving me crazy with lust. I was emboldened by her actions and her efforts to please me, and I started running my hands over her breasts as well. She let out a little breath, telling me that I was doing great. I caressed her breasts, marveling at how soft and warm they felt, before settling my fingers on her rock-hard nipples. I touched them hesitantly at first, but when she moaned, oh, and continued sucking my nipple, I started to tease her a little more, gently pinching her nipples and hearing a lovely little gasp in response. I felt flushed with desire. I wanted to do so much more with her. I asked her if we could do something new, and I still remember her response to this day. Of course we can, Sky. Tonight is all about making sure your first time with a girl is one you'll remember forever. Oh, fuck. She slid her hand up my inner thigh and stopped just before she reached my pussy. She waited for me to follow her lead, and when I did, she took her hand and slowly started rubbing my pussy over my panties. Oh, she knew just how to touch me, how to make me wet with longing. I wanted more, so I arched my back and tried to get closer. I tried to grind up against her fingers and to get more pressure. Oh, she slipped her fingers under the edge of my panties and started to rub my bare pussy. Oh, fuck. Feeling bold, I slipped my fingers inside her panties too. I started following her lead, movement for movement. Oh, her soft moans let me know how good I was doing. She rubbed her fingers along me, feeling how wet she had made me already. Oh, and with her fingers moistened, she slid them up to gently rub my clit. After rubbing small, delicate circles around it, she ran her fingers back down to between my wet lips and then up to my clit to make several small circles on it. She repeated this motion a few times and it became almost hypnotic. Oh, she gasped with pleasure to let me know how good I was doing when I mirrored her motions. She asked if I wanted to taste myself on her fingers and to tell her exactly how good it was. I obliged her, leaning in and sucking on her fingers. I tasted amazing. I couldn't get enough of myself, running my tongue over every part of her fingers, licking up every drop. She told me that she wanted to taste my pussy. Oh, it was too dripping wet to argue. I told her she could. Oh, she pulled my panties off and, oh, fuck. She slid between my legs, smiling up at me, and slowly started to lick along my pussy lips, occasionally grazing my clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm getting really turned on just telling you this story. I looked into her eyes and I melted with lust. I couldn't help but moan. Her touch felt so good, it made me greedy for more. I reached down and slid her panties down to her ankles, wanting to make her feel good too. She told me she loved hearing me moan for her. Do you want to do this together, too, Sky? Yes, I managed to stammer. I want to do it all with you. She rolled onto her back and told me to get on top of her. Just follow my lead, Sky. Gladly, I managed to reply. I was so excited that she would be my first. When I told her that, she said, me too. Before going back to licking me, gently at first, waiting for me to get a feel of what I wanted to do. I leaned my head down, staring at her pussy dripping wet with need. I stuck my tongue out and gently started licking up and down her lips. She moaned and lifted her head up to drive her tongue deep into my pussy, eagerly showing just how good I was. Oh, I moaned uncontrollably with pleasure. I was a slave to those feelings. I felt so good knowing I was pleasing her as nicely as she was making me feel. And it made me want to try and multitask a little bit at least. So I began trying to tease her clit with my hand while exploring her pussy with my tongue. Oh, she slipped one finger into me, and then a second, gently licking and sucking my clit between letting out moans of her own. It felt so good to be filled and teased with her fingers. I was almost stunned into motionlessness, just basking in the pleasure. Well, until I remembered that I had a responsibility to make her feel good, too. I licked my index finger and carefully slid it into her, hearing her gasp with pleasure, riding the waves of my pleasure. I inserted another finger into her pussy. Feeling bold, I gently nibbled on her clit with my teeth, taking her moans as a sign that she liked it. She picked up the pace, curling her finger slightly to press on my G-spot as she played with me. She put more pressure on my clit, trying to elicit a response from me. I was overcome with the most intense passion that I had ever felt. It was like nothing I'd ever experienced. My breathing quickened as I barely managed to let her know that I was on the verge of coming. She slowed down for just a moment and told me that she was very close to coming too, and she wanted to come with me. Oh, she bucked her hips against me slightly. I sped up without thinking, wanting us to be synchronized and to reach our orgasms together. Oh, oh, fuck. For the longest time, my body did nothing but tremble and shudder as I felt my orgasm wash over me. Oh, she collapsed beside me and I leaned over to meet her lips. Her face was flushed so red, and it made her look even more breathtakingly beautiful. To my surprise, she thanked me for trusting her enough to let her lead me in this new adventure, and she asked me how I felt. As intense as I had found the experience, she assured me that for her it had been equally impressive. I felt excited and flattered that this sophisticated, lovely woman had been my first time, my initiation into making love to another woman, and that somehow I had managed to make her feel good too. So, what initially had seemed like just another miserable night with my jerk of a boyfriend ended up being my introduction into a whole other realm of my sexuality. It was an experience I remember fondly, but an experience that I've never told anyone or shared with anyone, except now, anonymously, here, with you. And that was my first time being with another girl.